Today is Tuesday, February 2nd. What to know about the latest efforts to pass another coronavirus relief bill? We'll break down the two options on the table right now and what it could mean for you. Also, what one congresswoman said that has some lawmakers from both parties condemning her views and her response to it all. Plus, could silver be the new GameStop? What's next for that East Coast storm? And how you could win a ticket to space and help children with cancer at the same time. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There are now two proposals for the next COVID-19 relief package, one from the Democratic White House, one from Republicans in Congress. And it seems lawmakers on both sides are now moving forward with their own plans without a lot of bipartisan support. First, let's talk about the Republican plan. It's worth about $618 billion. It includes money for COVID-19 vaccines, testing, treatment, and medical equipment. Also, more direct payments, this time worth $1,000 for Americans who make less than $40,000 a year. And it also includes billions of dollars for small businesses, schools, and childcare. But it's not clear if this plan stands a shot at passing, since Democrats, who now hold the majority in Congress, say it's not enough. Overall, President Biden wants a COVID-19 relief package three times the size of that one at $1.9 trillion. But Republicans have called his plan too costly. On top of almost everything in the Republican proposal, Biden also wants to see aid for state and local governments, larger direct payments for more Americans, and a $15 an hour federal minimum wage, just to name a few sticking points. President Biden met with some moderate Republicans at the White House yesterday. Several of them left the meeting saying they got the impression Biden was open to negotiating some elements of his plan. But it looks like some of his fellow Democrats in Congress are ready to move forward without their Republican colleagues. Top Dems in both the House and Senate released a separate budget resolution. It basically unlocks special rules, allowing Biden's package to pass with a simple majority vote in the Senate. So that essentially means 51 votes instead of the 60 votes usually needed. Or in other words, they can pass it even if every Republican votes against it. The AP says the goal is to have a relief deal approved by next month, since that's when extra unemployment assistance and other past pandemic aid expires. Stay tuned. The United States could be turning a corner in the coronavirus pandemic. The daily rate of new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations is starting to fall quite a bit. The New York Times says the average number of new cases is about 40% lower now than it was at a peak 3 weeks ago. The hope is now that the number of cases is falling, the death toll will follow too. Over the past week, the U.S. has been averaging about 3,000 deaths a day. But there's light at the end of the tunnel, not just because cases and hospitalizations are down, but also because vaccines are reaching more people. The Pentagon is saying active duty troops can help with distribution, and FEMA is planning to set up 100 large vaccination sites around the country. There's a new emphasis on getting those vaccines, too, since new strains of the virus are becoming more common. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN, even if you've already had COVID-19, you're very likely to get reinfected if the new strains become dominant. But he says the vaccines should help to not only protect you, but to prevent new strains from forming at all. To be continued. House Democrats are moving to get one Republican congresswoman off two committees that deal with education, jobs, and the budget. They're going to be discussing Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene today. In case you're not familiar, she was just recently elected in Georgia back in November. And she's getting a lot of national attention now because she has some controversial views. For example, in Facebook posts from 2018 and 2019, she suggested executing prominent Democrats. She's also said she does not believe some school shootings really happened, and she's questioned the evidence of an airplane hitting the Pentagon on 9/11. She's also claimed it's possible a space laser controlled by Jewish people is responsible for wildfires in California, and more. To be clear, she said some of this in the past, though she's now defending herself and has not apologized. So many Democrats and some Republicans have condemned those views this week. In fact, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a top Republican, put out a rare statement about this whole thing. He said it's clear she's, quote, not living in reality. And he even called her a cancer for the Republican Party. Taylor Greene responded on Twitter, writing, "The real cancer of the Republican Party is weak Republicans." Now the top Republican in the House, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, is set to meet with Taylor Greene as soon as today. And Democrats are calling on him to remove her from the committees she's assigned to. She serves on the House Education and Labor Committee, as well as the House Budget Committee. Now House Dems say if McCarthy won't remove her, they'll work to do it themselves. Stay tuned. It looks like the online investors behind that recent trading frenzy have moved on from stocks like GameStop and are now setting their sights on silver. Futures prices for silver hit their highest level in 8 years yesterday, and websites selling silver coins reported unusually high demand. It's not clear exactly what's behind this. Some say it's because, once again, individual investors have been coming together on forums like Reddit to sway the market. And on Reddit, you can see posts encouraging other users to buy the metal. But some Reddit users are skeptical. They point out most of the accounts pushing silver investments were created in the last couple of days, and they believe big Wall Street firms may secretly be behind the so-called silver squeeze. One market strategist told the BBC smaller investors would find it much harder to influence the price of silver than they did with GameStop. For one, the market size of silver is about 1,000 times the market size of GameStop, so it's harder to manipulate. It also cannot be bought and sold as easily online. But some small investors have gotten on board for a couple of reasons. Some just hope to profit from getting in early and getting a wave of others to do the same. Others might just want to send a message to Wall Street that their influence matters. We'll see what happens next. Much more news coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have read about this in the New York Times, InStyle magazine, or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available now exclusively on BlueNile.com, and when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people, and with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings just launched, and you can find it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to the news. That massive winter storm brought even more snow to the East Coast than predicted. In fact, AccuWeather forecasters say up to 44 inches of snow is possible in some areas. In New York City, 8 inches of snow fell in just 6 hours, making it the snowiest day in the Big Apple in 5 years. And snow is still falling there and will keep falling into the night tonight. The cities of Philadelphia and Baltimore both broke records for snowfall totals. It all led to hundreds of flight cancellations and disrupted efforts to give out COVID-19 vaccines in some areas. Now the storm is still impacting most of the East Coast, with winter weather warnings in effect from northern Georgia to Maine. Today is Groundhog Day. As the legend goes, if a groundhog named Punxsutawney Phil emerges from his burrow and sees his shadow, winter will persist for another 6 weeks. But if he does not see a shadow, well, spring will arrive early. Usually there's a huge ceremony in Pennsylvania to celebrate Groundhog Day, and up to 40,000 people show up to see Punxsutawney Phil. But this year, the event will be live-streamed because of the pandemic. If you want to check it out, it starts at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Punxsutawney Phil is expected to leave his burrow at about 7:25. Of course, Phil is not exactly the best predictor of the weather. NOAA says he's only been right about 40% of the time. Well, celebrities are paying tribute to another actor who passed away this week. They're saying goodbye to Dustin Diamond. You probably remember him as Screech on the 90s sitcom Saved by the Bell. Just 3 weeks ago, the actor was diagnosed with stage 4 carcinoma, a type of cancer. His publicist said he died from it yesterday. Now Diamond's Saved by the Bell co-stars are paying tribute to him. For example, Mario Lopez wrote on Twitter, "The fragility of this life is something never to be taken for granted." Dustin Diamond was 44. An American billionaire is embarking on space tourism, donating money to charity, and inspiring new entrepreneurs all in one venture. It started when tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman decided he wanted to take a SpaceX rocket on a 3 or 4 day flight to orbit. He went ahead and paid for that trip and hopes to launch this October. But first, Isaacman has to fill the flight. There are 4 seats on the SpaceX capsule. He's taking one of them. Another one is going to an entrepreneur in a Shark Tank-like contest. Isaacman also gave one of the seats to a frontline worker at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis. And the last seat will be raffled off to someone at random. The goal for that raffle is to raise at least $200 million for St. Jude. Each dollar donated counts as 10 entries, and he's letting each person donate up to $1,000. A winner will be picked in about a month. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. And this week, we're also telling you about an opportunity to work with us here at The Newsworthy. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Noom. If you ever feel lost with all the different contradictory information out there about health and habits, Noom works to simplify things and help you turn your personal health goals and aspirations into reality. And not just for the month, but Noom uses psychology and education to help you stick with it in the long term. Noom's cognitive behavioral approach is meant to help you build habits without an unrealistic, rigorous plan or unforgiving lifestyle. You set your goals and Noom helps you get there. And Noom knows you're busy and doesn't expect to dominate your life. It expects just 10 minutes a day of your time. And there's no bad food. It's more about understanding cravings, helping you eat and feel better, and knowing how to shop. There's also easy food logging and a way to chart your progress for your own healthier habits. You can sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom wants you to know there's a science to getting healthier. So go to Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, so today's trivia question is, why are there only 28 days in February? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's pretty unique trivia question, what exciting personal news do I want to share with you? Well, the answer is, I'm pregnant. My husband Dan and I are expecting our first child, a baby boy, due May 29th. Thank you so much to all of you who have already sent so many kind and supportive messages over on my Instagram post about it. I feel the love and I so appreciate it. And even though I might need a little bit of time off later this year, don't worry, I, along with our rockstar team, will make sure we're still bringing you the high-quality, fast, fair, fun news every day that you have come to expect. And as part of that, we are hiring two new positions. One, we're looking for a fantastic fill-in podcast host who fits our style here at The Newsworthy and may have future opportunities within our network. And two, we're looking for a great news writer and audio producer. This position is for the long term and has potential for growth within the company as well. So if you or someone you know could be the right fit, go to thenewsworthy.com/jobs to learn more and apply. That's thenewsworthy.com/jobs. All the information about these roles, the hours, and what we're looking for is right there, and you'll see how to apply near the bottom. The deadline to apply is in just 1 week, next Wednesday, February 10th. All right, thanks again for making The Newsworthy part of your daily routine and sharing the show with your friends and family. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.